This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد my brothers and sisters الحمد لله رب العالمين we are in the beautiful month of Ramadan al-Kareem. And we have been talking about how to develop taqwa. Because this is the purpose why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends Ramadan. Allah sent Ramadan for us to develop taqwa. And therefore, we must think about how do we develop taqwa. And that's what we have been talking about. Today, let me talk to you about one of the benefits of taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ayat relating to Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the middle of all those ayat in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this ayah. Allah said, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِ أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبُ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانَ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that when my slave asks about me, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when my slave asks about me, I am close to him. Inni qareeb, verily I am close to him. Allah said, Ujibu da'wata da'i idha da'an. I accept what my slave tells me, I will give him what he is asking me. Fal yastajibu li wal yuminu bi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put two conditions. Allah said, let him believe in me, let him accept what I tell him, and let him believe in me. Right? Let him obey me, and let him believe in me. These are the two conditions of the acceptance of dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to accept dua. In another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ud'uni astajib lakum. Allah said, ask me, and I will give you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not even put conditions for asking. You know, unlike other ibadat, which have conditions, there are the conditions of tahara and other conditions, without which that ibadat is not accepted. For example, salah, you can't just pray any way you like, right? There are conditions of salah that must be fulfilled. But with dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this free of conditions. There are, of course, Rasulullah ﷺ gave us guidance about the best way to ask dua. But if somebody does not know that, if somebody is just making dua, he's just talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah his dua is accepted. This does not mean that we disregard what Nabi ﷺ told us. The guidance of the Nabi alayhi salam is the best guidance. But in the case, I'm differentiating between salah and dua. In salah, the method is one of the primary conditions of acceptance of that ibadah. This is the reason why if we make a mistake, we make sajda sahu and so on. But in dua, Allah made it free of conditions because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left his slaves and he left it open to his slaves to ask him in any way they like, because this is their connection. Allah, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's why he's called dua, the brain of ibadah. Yeah? He said it is the dua mukhul ibadah. He said dua is the brain of ibadah. In another place, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said huwa ibadah. He said dua is ibadah. Now here in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, when my slave asks about me, I am close to him. Now why will the slave ask about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because this is what Ramadan is doing for him. Ramadan al-Kareem came to bring him close to his Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. Ramadan came so that the slave comes close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the slave comes close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does he do? He asks about Allah. We talked about how do we get close to Allah? By focusing on His majesty and grace. And by focusing on His ni'mat, on focusing on His blessings which He blessed us with. When we do these two things, we get taqwa. We get this condition of the awe and majesty of Allah in our hearts, combined with the hub and muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now, all of this is what? This is asking about Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is being told, when my slave asks about me, I am close to him. Give him this bashara. Tell him that I am close to him. Right? And when Allah is close, what does the slave do? He asks. Right? What does the muhtaj do when he goes to the ghani? What does the barzuq do when he goes to the raziq? What does the mamluk do when he goes to the malik? He asks. Because we are faqir. We are completely without any resources. Musa alayhi salam asked, he said, oh Allah, I am in need for whatever good you may give me. I am in need for whatever good that you can give me. So if Musa alayhi salam says, I am in need, what about me, what about you? Right? We are all in need. All of us are muhtaj. We are in need of the mercy of Allah. We are in need of the forgiveness of Allah. We are in need of the tawajjuh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the attention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are in need for guidance. We are in need for food. We are in need for shelter. We are in need for our izzah. Above all, we are in need for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's cover over our faults. Right? This is the biggest need. The biggest need is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must cover our faults. And that's why we must be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah, he said two beautiful things. One, he said that this life is an instant. Let it be an instant of obedience. And another beautiful thing Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah said, he said that when somebody praises you, he is praising the cover that Allah has placed over you. He's not praising you. If he saw your reality, he would not be praising you. But he's praising you because Allah has hidden your reality from him. Allah has hidden your faults from him. Allah has hidden your weaknesses from him. So the person is praising you because he is looking at the beautiful cover that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed over you. And this is the whole issue of tarbiyah, where in our own tazkiyah of our nafs, we are brought to see the reality of who we are so that we become humble in ourselves. Right? So Allah is saying, when my slave is close to me, when my slave asks about me, I am close to him. Let him ask. And I will give him. And then Allah put two conditions. Remember, in the Quran, every promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is conditional. There's no promise which is free from conditions. Every promise is conditional. So Allah put two conditions. What is the condition? فَلْيَسْتَجِبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. Let him obey me. Let him have faith in me. Let him have belief in me. Tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the reason why we need to keep on checking. And that's where taqwa comes in. Because who obeys Allah completely, unconditionally, without a mistake? The one who has taqwa. And if he makes a mistake, immediately he apologizes, immediately he makes istighfar, and he makes tawbah, he turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the person who makes dua. Now Rasulullah ﷺ taught us the correct way to make dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself in Surah Al-Maryam, in the ayat in the beginning, talking about Zakariya alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us how Zakariya alayhi salam made dua. And he said he called to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nida and khafiya. He called to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a small voice. He didn't shout, small voice. There was a man who came in the masjid and he said, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, lower your voice. He said, your Rabb is not deaf. Why are you screaming? In Islam, there is dignity in everything, mashallah. There's dignity in everything. So even calling to Allah, we do that with dignity. We don't yell and scream and we don't dance, we don't beat drums, you know, we do that with dignity, in a state of purity. So Zakariya alayhi salam is making dua, nida and khafi, Allah said in a small voice. And then what does he do first? First, he places himself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his brokenness, in his nakedness, in his complete absence of resources. He said, "Oh Allah, I'm an old man. My bones have become weak. My hair has become white. My wife, she's an old woman. Same situation as me. She's way beyond the age of childbirth." So he's placing first before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala his own reality. And then he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not with any conditions. He's not asking Allah, he's not thinking to himself, "You know, I'm about to ask Allah, is it possible? I mean, do you think this will happen? Right? Do you think this will happen? So let me scale it down to what I think will happen. And keeping within that boundary of, within quotes, possibility, let me ask." He's not doing that. He is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keeping his sight on the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is badi'u samawati wal ard, khaliqu samawati wal ard, khaliqu kulli ashiya wal ahwal. Allah is the one who originated this heavens and the earth. He is the one who created the heavens and the earth. He is the one who created all things and all conditions. So when I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am asking someone who is not bound by any laws, because he is the creator of those laws. He is above the laws. The laws are his creation. I am asking someone who has no limits to what he can do if he chooses to do it. So Zakariya alayhi salam says, "Give me an heir. Give me a son. Give me someone to carry on this work of teaching of Islam." And remember, he's not thinking, "My wife is too old. So if I'm supposed to have a son, then maybe I should marry a younger woman first." He's not saying, "Give me a son by another woman." No. Same. Because you are not bound. She is old according to the laws of this world. But you are the creator of the world and the laws. For you, what is old, what is young? So Rasulullah ﷺ taught us to make dua in this way. He said, glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Talk about the greatness and glory of Allah. رَبِّ لَكَ الْحَمْدُ كَمَا يَنْبَغِي لِجَلَالِ وَجْهِكَ وَعَظِيمِ سُلْطَانِكَ. Rasulullah ﷺ said there was a slave who praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these words. رَبِّ لَكَ الْحَمْدُ كَمَا يَنْبَغِي لِجَلَالِ وَجْهِكَ وَلِعَظِيمِ سُلْطَانِكَ. He said, "Oh Allah, I praise you and I thank you and I glorify you. All praise, all thanks, all glory is for you. رَبِّ لَكَ الْحَمْدُ كُلُّهُ كَمَا يَنْبَغِي لِجَلَالِ وَجْهِكَ. In keeping with the glory and magnificence of your countenance. وَعَظِيمِ سُلْطَانِكَ. And in keeping with the glory and magnificence of your kingdom." See the scene which is behind me. See the sky, see those trees. They're now starting to sprout buds. In the winter they were like dead completely. Everything was dead. Dry, dry, dry. And I said, "Yuhyi al-arda ba'da mawtiha." He is the one who revives the earth and gives it life back after it has died. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu is his glory and magnitude. I mean, we can't even begin to understand that. So Zakariya alayhi salam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Look at the glory and magnitude and the majesty of Allah." So this slave who praised Allah, he said, "Oh Allah, all praise, all glory, all magnificence for you, in keeping with the glory and magnificence of your glorious countenance." And then he said, "Wali azimik sultanik," and in keeping with the glory and magnificence of your creation, of your kingdom. Rabbi laka alhamdu kama yambaghi li jalali wajhik, wali azimi sultanik. Rasulullah said, the recording angels, they had never heard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being described in these words. So they didn't know how much reward to write. So they went to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what his slave said, and he knows what the slave was going to say even before the slave knew that. The angels, the malaika, went to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they said, Ya Rab, your slave has described you in words and he has praised you in words that we've never heard before. So we do not know what praise to write, what reward to write for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to establish a hujjat in favor of his slave, Allah asked the angels, even though he knows, what did he say? The angels say, he said, Rabbi laka alhamdu kama yambaghi li jalali wajhika wa li azimi sultanik. What reward should we write for this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, write his words as he said them, and I will reward him in keeping with my glory and majesty and with the keen, and in keeping with the magnificence of my kingdom. So we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we make dua. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah for the words. Ask Allah to put the words in your heart that he wants to hear. Right? Ask Allah to put the words in your heart that he wants to hear. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, praise Allah. And then he said, then ask Allah what you want, keeping in mind this glory and majesty of Allah. Don't ask Allah like you ask some human being. Human beings are mahdood. The most powerful king is mahdood. We are all restricted. Our treasures are restricted. Today, thanks to this COVID virus, stock markets have crashed. What has happened to the wealth of people? Before this thing happened, we were saying Jeff Bezos is worth so much, Bill Gates is worth so much, Warren Buffett is worth so much. Today, what are they worth? Whoever had the most, lost the most. We are hearing accounts, we are hearing reports of people committing suicide because of what happened to their wealth because the stock market crashed. The tragedy of it is that even when they had that wealth, it was notional wealth. It wasn't gold coins. They were not sitting and counting gold coins. It was notional wealth. And when it was lost, also notionally it went. Even if it was gold coins, it is the notional value of gold. What if gold price drops, your gold coins are worthless? You say, well, I have land. I have land. I have real estate. But guess what? In this country, real estate is no guarantee for anything. Real estate prices fall. Nothing is a guarantee except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps for you, what you have sent to him. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu anfiqu mimma razaqnakum min qabli an yatiya yawmun la bay'un fihi wa la khullatun wa la shafa'a. وَالْكَافِرُونَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Allah said, send before you come. Send before you. Spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Send before you. Before a day comes when there will be no trade and no friendship and no intercession except who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permits. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, glorify and the magnificence of Allah. Then present yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a totally broken way. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't make a dua and say, oh Allah, if you want, give it. No. You go and beg because you are a beggar. You go and beg because you are in need. Allah is not in need to give you. You are in need to take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So show that need. You say, oh Allah, without you, I am nothing. Oh Allah, for every breath I need you. For every single moment of my life, I need you. After I die, I need you even more. Ya Allah, help me. Ya Allah, help me because I'm asking you. Ya Allah, help me because you taught me how to ask you. What did Allah teach us? Allah said, Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Before the dua, what is the dua? Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. But before the dua, Allah said, establish your contact with me. Tell me, oh Allah, I'm yours. I do not worship anyone other than you. I do not seek help from anyone other than you. Right? I ask no one other than you. And I seek help from no one other than you. Ya Allah, help me. Ya Allah, help me. That is the reason why it is so important to stay clear of shirk. Never do any shirk. Never do any bid'at. Because you will need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one day. Believe me, no matter how powerful you think you are today, today we live like we don't need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. But Allah reminds us, this COVID-19, this COVID-20, yeah, COVID-19, this is a great rahmah of Allah. This is a great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has reminded us about Himself. Allah stopped us dead in our tracks. And Allah said, go sit at home and remember me. Raise my praises from your homes. Allah shut down He shut the doors of His home, of His houses. He shut the doors of His masajid. He shut the doors of the Haramain Sharifain. He said, go sit in your homes and make your homes into masajid. Raise your voices in my praise in your homes. And we say, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah to reopen the masajid. But we thank Allah for turning our homes into masajid. We thank Allah for giving us this tawfiq to pray in our homes, to pray by jama'ah in our homes, to read Quran in our homes, to sit with our children and our families and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our homes. Believe me, you know and I know, this would not have happened without this kind of a stroke from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah brought us to our knees because we didn't want to come to our knees. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, ask like this. And then he gave us a secret. He said, if you send salat and salam on me before the dua and after the dua, then Allah will surely accept this dua because the dua that is bracketed with durood, with salat and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on either end of it, Allah does not reject. So what's the way to make dua? Send salat and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Glorify the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Present yourself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely broken and as a muhtaj, as a person in need, because that is our reality. And then ask Allah whatever you want, keeping in mind and keeping your sight on the fact that Allah has no limits. His treasures have no limits. His power has no limits. His khudrat has no limits. He is not subject to any law because He is the creator of the law. And then end that dua with salat and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam again. This is the way to make dua. While you can make dua in any condition, obviously if you are in wudu, if you sit facing the qibla, if you are dressed properly, if you make dua after some good deed, which means after salah, if you make dua at the time of suhoor, if you make dua at the time of iftar, one of the most beautiful times for acceptance of dua is at the time of iftar. We'll talk a little bit more about the acceptance of dua, but Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us these beautiful things with respect to dua. So I remind myself and you, let us learn from this, let us practice this, because we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that when we ask about Him, He is close to us. He told us to ask Him. He promised to give us. And He said, He put two conditions. He said, obey me and have faith in me. My brothers and sisters, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, Rabbi laka alhamdu kama yambaghi li jalali wajhika wa li azimi sultanik. Allahumma laka alhamdu kullu wa laka shukru kullu wa biyadika alkhayru kullu wa ilayka turja'u al-umuru kullu. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inna kunna min al-zalimin. Rabbi ighfir wa arham wa anta khayru al-rahimin. Oh Allah, forgive us. Oh Allah, alleviate this suffering. Oh Allah, enable us to make the best of this beautiful month of Ramadan. Oh Allah, make make us the people based on who, on whose dua you remove this suffering of COVID-19 from the world, and give us that reward for asking you to help all of mankind. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.